Ocean FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.
It was just fabulous to see him alive and up and picking her up.
The thing about the club is you don't choose your club. It's like family.
You want to get back out on the field. It's just that it's in your blood, I suppose. And you just want to get out there now and get the games going again.
Brian Murray, let me shake hands with you. You came in here hobbling. How are you feeling now?
Oh, I'm all right. I'll tell you nothing but a couple of pints won't do, I'll tell you, you know.
He gets a bit behind it. He launches it in. It's over the bar. The wee man.
The hitter is going to go. Donegal are going to be Ulster champions for the second year in a row. Donegal have won the Ulster championship for the second year in a row. Heartbreak for Armagh. Ecstasy for Donegal. Whoa. Goal 223, Armagh 28 points. We thought we saw something last year, Manus. It's nothing like this year. That was even better than last year, and there's scuffles going on, and look, the Armagh players just need to get off now. Even the police, the Garda Síochána are involved. Unsavoury scenes as the Donegal supporters invade the pitch. A massive win for Donegal. Oh, man, a spoil. And then Eamonn Gallagher, because I need to take a break here. This could turn very ugly. A lot of people on the pitch. Not sure what happened, but somebody took a pot shot at somebody else. I think one of the backroom team of Donegal was involved with Darrell Boyle and somebody else. So, yeah, not very good. I think Oran McFadden Ferry stuck in the middle of that. So, yeah, unsavoury scenes near the end. But that doesn't take away Donegal's victory. Showed the more maturity in the end. Where Armagh, when they were in possession and had momentum, they let it go. But just looking at Pádraig Mógán, unfit really to take part in the celebrations because, you know, he's just laid out with cramp. So, an Ulster championship, but at what cost when it comes to the years ahead?
It is, you know, after a very competitive match, of course, emotions are running very high. And you can see the disappointment of Armagh. They really, really fought to the bitter end there and could have gone either way. So sometimes that does happen at the end of the matches whenever the emotions are so high. Just so disappointing for them, but thank God scenes are much more peaceful now. You can see that it's much more settled down. Armagh will accept their defeat and they will come back from this as well, but Donegal will be very, very happy with that win today.
Yeah, Donegal, Eamonn, couldn't agree more, but Donegal will take a lot of lessons. They had the game probably won in the first 70 minutes. They allowed Armagh back into it. Armagh will probably regret a number of the chances that they left behind, but overall, I think, and I'll say it, if we're back in the Ulster final this time next year, there'll only ever be a kick of the ball between these two squads. Excellent excitement, great for Donegal, great for Jim McGuinness, and great for big Michael Murphy, who's in tears after his comeback. All the work worthwhile.
So, Martin McHugh, join us here, Martin. I thought I was nervous watching matches, but you've a son playing. To be fair to you. Yeah. Martin McHugh, can you just sum that one up?
Well, I'm going to tell you, I didn't see any extra time because I just felt I couldn't watch it anymore. And I went down and I met a lonely steward down there and we had a couple of cups of tea. And some man came down and told me that Donegal got the goal. So, yeah, it was a mess. We should have won. The great thing about this Donegal team that I'm going to say, and I know our mass supporters are annoyed here about referees and everything else, but they showed serious character. Every time that Armagh came back at them and back, everybody said we've lost in a full time. And now they came back and won it. That's massive for this team and this bunch of players. And, you know, we talk about Donegal, as I said earlier on, 12 of the last 15 finals we've been in it against different teams and everything else. And this today shows what we're all about. You see Michael Murphy, what a game he had. And, you know, a difference he's made coming back and the help he's given to us. I know Armagh was short, you know, the likes of Ian Neal and that there, but This is a big one, Paddy, in Manus and Emer. This is going to give us a big lift. I know Malik O'Rourke and the management team will be signing us with them, I think, in 2 weeks' time or whatever. But it looked like Armagh were going to beat us. Now, we beat them on penalties last year, and people said, unlucky Armagh, and they went on to 1-0 Ireland. We've won it this year. So, congratulations to Jim McGuinness and all the backroom team and everybody involved in this team and to all the supporters and everybody listening to us back at home and everywhere else. This was massive, in my opinion, because this is one of the biggest. And I know it's not an All-Ireland final, it's only an Ulster final, but, you know, the good days are back, and fair play, and it's great, you know, it's great the way it is. And to see the, you know, the celebration among the players down there, I suppose that's what it means, an Ulster final. It's going to be a tough route to one in All-Ireland or someone else, Paddy, and there's no doubt about that there. But in saying that there, you know, this is a cup one and everything else. You can relax now tomorrow and people go and watch the Leinster final, which is, you know, 65, 70,000 people out and everything else. This is a big one because Ulster is the hardest province, and, you know, I'm over the moon to see them. They really are having good celebrations, and it's tough manners on the Armagh players. Looking at our Emer's getting it on camera here in Paddy, but it's tough on the Armagh players looking at that down there. We had a lot of bad days. We stood there too, manners, and we're team celebrating. But at least that Armagh are still in it, and they go to Dublin, Galway, Derry group. So that's going to be a tough group for them to regroup from this. You know, last year, you know, they got Westmeath after the first game, which gave them a chance to get it going. But today, you know, and looking at this here, it's going to be tough for them because I heard Derry hammered Monaghan here during the week in a challenge game. So tough. And whatever group you went to, it's not going to be easy. But it's great, and fair play to everybody. And we showed today that we have a squad of players that can come off the bench and do it. And we still have Owen Band to come back as well, so Owen Band's going to be a big lift to that there. So congratulations, well done, Paddy. It's very good, man. Everything's great, Emer, and I'm a happy man tonight, and I'm going to enjoy myself.
Martin, can I ask you, before we get back to Emer and Manus, last year Armagh, Donegal were on life support for a lot of last year, hung in there, won on penalties, but it felt today Donegal at Armagh at arm's length for so long, and Armagh come back at the death, and I was out the back there having a quick cup of tea, and it was like the Armagh fans felt they had the momentum, the pendulum had swung. Donegal fans were like, here we left maybe an Ulster final behind us. Did you feel going into extra time that the pendulum had swung, even though there was only ever a point in it?
I didn't know what I felt. I don't know what I felt. I just didn't know, because I felt that we were the better side, but I felt we might have left it behind a wee bit in the sense of half time. But that's what I think is the biggest thing that'll come out of this. Every game, when Derry asked questions of us, we came back. When Monaghan asked questions of us, we regrouped quickly. And when Down asked questions of us, but today, when Armagh asked questions, every time we regroup, we give away. We got caught with the two up the field, different things out there. But we always regroup. So, you know, our kickouts were tough today, because Armagh put a lot of pressure on our kickouts today. For maybe the first time ever, we struggled to get them away. But the thing about it is that we won it, and you won a game that was very, very tight, and that has to stand for all the players. Cups up.
Great to see Paddy McBrady lift the Anglo-Celt another time, Martin. As Martin rightly said, we stood at the bottom of those steps many a time when everybody else, every other captain from Derry to Rowan and Armagh lifted it and down. Great to see you. Just like to point out, especially in extra time, Paddy, that the performance of Niall O'Donnell in extra time was exceptional. I thought that St. Jude's man, who hasn't had much game time since the beginning of the championship, was excellent. He'd done it in the Ulster final last year, and certainly when he had to, you know, step forward, kick 2 points in extra time, was providing probably that bit of energy that we needed in the second half. And I thought both him and Shane and Kieran Moore in extra time. So St Junan's huge part to play in this victory for Donegal. Great occasion from the start to finish. It's been a great day, but the people going to the hills will be much happier than people going back to the orchard anyway.
Yeah, and you know, people have been speaking so much about Donegal's goals of winning All Ireland, and you know, talking about Jim McGuinness and the path back to the final. But as that final whistle went today, it just showed how much an Ulster title meant to this team. It was like winning the All Ireland final here in Clonus today. These cups aren't easy to come by. Armagh's not an easy team to beat, and Donegal just showed today what they can do when the pressure is on, and also how much it means to them to bring the Anglo-Celtic Cup back to Donegal Hills again.
Okay, thumbs up everybody here. We are absolutely delighted. Final one for you, Martin, just before you go back. Again, you have a son playing. I actually don't know how you can actually watch a match with your son playing, because we have a young Donegal supporter here. How old are you?
Nine.
And what's your name?
Tiernach.
Did you enjoy the match?
Yeah, I'm named after the stadium.
Named after. Who's the best player?
Sean Patton.
Sean Patton, you couldn't disagree. I'm actually glad you brought that up, lads. And then we can all go. Name your players. Who's good for us today? I haven't a clue about football anymore, okay? So we'll start with you, Martin. Who is good? It's very hard to reflect on that.
I wouldn't pick out any player. There were a lot of players different, good at all times. I think the big thing came out of it today was that Michael Murphy is a, you know, I mean, took him a while to get into it, but he had a big, big game today and showed the leadership. And we're so happy that he's back and everything else. But I don't think you could pick any player that there. Everybody did their job in a different way, every way. So I don't know who got man of the match. I don't have a clue, but it'd be very hard to pick a man of the match or that there man. I don't know who got it.
I think the energy that Paddy McGill showed in the extra time, I think he would be deserving of it. I will point out that Oisin Gallen had an amazing first 40 minutes, Martin. I thought he was excellent. I thought Patton coming out and competing for the Armagh kick-out set up a lot of scores for Donegal, give us a lot of chances. Kieran Thompson, Darrell Beale with their two-pointers in the first half give us that bit of momentum. I thought Shane O'Donnell, and I've said this in the last number of games, has been the most standout player. The amount of times he gets in possession, the amount of times he entices the defenders out to make an opening. As I said earlier, Niall O'Donnell coming on in extra time, Kieran Moore's bust, Stephen McMenamin coming on in extra time. That bit of heart, that bit of drive, that bit of, you know, whatever you want to call it, that you need to just get you over the line. I thought Caelan McGonigal was excellent. I thought Brent McCall. I have to agree, Martin, that it's very hard to pick out players, but you know, players score goals. Big Hugh worked extremely hard. Great to see him score. But Kieran Moore, to me, Kieran Moore, Shane O'Donnell, Niall O'Donnell throughout the game was absolutely brilliant. Just pointed to my face that Michael Murphy was given the RTE man of the match for coming back and being the age he is and to survive 70 minutes of football in this cauldron, this heat. He deserves it.
Yeah, see Jarlath Burns down there, the president, just going underneath. He was standing down along with his own young lad. It's not easy, you know, for Armagh. I know they won the All-Ireland, which is the big one, and they look forward to it now. And I just think that as they say, Sam's for the hills. Well, Michael, as I said, anybody could have got the man of the match, which were Michael Murphy. You know, I thought he had a big game. He kicked a great scores as well from play and everything. And look at... We can enjoy it tonight. You have 2 weeks. The players can have a good night as well, which is great. And then tomorrow's Sunday, which is better again. So they can really enjoy. It's always nice to win a game on a Saturday night. I know we give out about it maybe on a Saturday night, but it's better to win it on a Saturday night because you can enjoy yourself tomorrow. So there'll be some bit of party about Donegal, all over Donegal, for the next 2 days, hopefully. And because it's great to win them. And look,
you have to stay present and enjoy the moment. You can't always be, because if the benchmark is always all Ireland's and looking at what Kerry and Dublin do, then you'll never actually enjoy life. You have to enjoy the wins when they're here, because as you rightly said and alluded to, they don't happen that often.
Yeah, it's great for us, but I mean, this is a credit, since we're talking about the money at Ulster Finals we've been, and I was telling people today, other people, they can't believe it. We've competed with every team. Other teams come and go. We have been there, Donegal. You hear the cheer going up. Sam's for the hills, as they say, and very good. There's some Donegal support here. We're outnumbered right by Armagh, but when you look down there now, massive Donegal support, and it's great to see the children. The children at all the games, Paddy. That's what it's all about, the children. It's great, the amount of children going to the games, and great that they all got tickets for you the day and everything else. So
I remember you said 92 was for the old people at Donegal, but this is for the young people now, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, exactly. All this, and it's good, listen, like, everything, and, you know, Jim coming back, and the whole buzz is given and everything else, and we have a great, that's that cup out of the way. The next one's going to be a lot harder now, Paddy, but we'll enjoy it, you know. The only one thing I'd say is that the more decision made today will say that Ryan McHugh was going to pick up Rory Grugan, which was a good enough move, because Grugan's a playmaker, and that worked. I thought that worked good for Donegal, but Austin Connolly was left loose, and he kicked 7 points in real time. Just need to make sure that we don't let that happen again, that somebody goes to, he's a big player, and he was free. Even the equaliser he kicked, there were nobody on him for that equaliser, so we just need to watch what decision, because Connolly wanted to pick up Ryan McHugh at the start to mark him, but we need to make a decision. If we make a decision to play a market player, we need to make sure the likes of him, he's too good. With the inside men were all marked, but he was the man coming from deep that we didn't get to grips with, you know, which you know, he was actually brilliant. He kicked 7 points first half, but you're talking about man of the match, he would probably have to be close to being the man of the match.
Okay, Martin, I let you go, and I know, listen, we have Emer Gallagher from Terman, Martin McHugh, Kilcar, Manus Boyle, Killybegs, and Emer Grant. We all kill each other in club football and slag each other, but we're all Donegal here today, and brilliant win for the Donegal team. And Emer, final thoughts here, because the ladies' final, I suppose, just ended up in disappointment, because that's a brilliant Armagh team, isn't it?
It is, and you know, they really are going from strength to strength, and in fairness, it really is a transition in Donegal team. You have maybe 11 players that just made their senior debut this year, and that's really positive in the sense that if they can keep that group of players together, in 3 or 4 years' time, they'll really be competing at this level as well, and I think they'll get a lot of solace from the men winning. It's nice that it wasn't a clean sweep for Armagh, and I think they'll build on this going forward and hopefully retain their senior championship status.
And final thoughts, as the cup is raised, Murphy is back. Paddy McQuarrie is captain. Donegal are back. Final word on these lads before you go, Emer.
Yeah. A win like that can do so much for a team. It builds so much character. They've shown their resilience today. They've shown that even, you know, they had good spells and bad spells in that game. There was different leaders stood up at different times in the match, and that's what it's all about. It's not about one star shining. It's about a team performance, and they really, really dug deep today to pull out that win. So fair play to them. We're so proud of them, and it was a fantastic day for us all here too, watching.
Emer Gallagher, you were absolutely fantastic on commentary today with Martin McHugh. You showed me and Manus up. Manus, we were at times all over the place. Last 30 seconds, Martin McHugh. Anything you have to say, you're going to enjoy tonight.
Ah, yeah, I'm going to enjoy the night, surely to God. We get, as you said, we get this game. Enjoy it. It's great to see we're looking out. A sea of green and gold. And that's what it's all about. We're singing the songs, the hills of Donegal and everything else. So, look at it. So it's great. And that's going to give a lot. But the amount of work and effort that this team's putting in, you know, the amount of, you know, I know they were in the Sea Russell last night overnight, they went away early enough yesterday. And I mean, you know, it's something that, you know, it's unbelievable. They're giving their full life to Donegal football along with Jim McGuinness, and they're, you know, they're celebrating it, which is fully right for them to really enjoy themselves. I don't know how they're going to get out of there, some of the players, but it's great. It's brilliant, Paddy, and as I said, we'll enjoy these days in Donegal. We've had a lot of tough days in Donegal, and we will really enjoy them, and I'm happy enough to really enjoy tonight and tomorrow as well, Paddy, hopefully.
My father always said, when you watch sport, unless you maybe follow the All Blacks or the New York Yankees, there's more bad days than good days. My God, you have to enjoy these.
Oh, you have to enjoy the good ones, Paddy, because, rightly, we were at a famine for long enough. Martin's 100%. The reintroduction of Jim, the reintroduction of Murphy has given the whole county and the people of Donegal that are spread all over the world a huge lift. For all the people in Donegal today that didn't get to the game, for all the young children that done their Holy Communion, and I'm sure they're all enjoying everything to do with Donegal today.
Gary Wilson, Sean McCool's manager. I know this is a dangerous situation because you have kids running all around the place here, so never mind Donegal when this can happen. What did you make of that?
Oh, it was amazing. It's probably the best game of football we've seen this year in the championship so far, and you know, I suppose it's a testament to the Ulster Championship that this is what the Ulster Championship brings to the All-Ireland series. It was just end-to-end. It was from the first minute to the last, literally the last kick of the game there. It was breathtaking. Like, it was amazing.
I was having a quick cup of tea after the 70 minutes.
Don't tell our listeners what I said, okay? Tell them what did I say?
I can't remember, to be honest, but I said we're gone. No, we'll not say that. I honestly can't remember. I was chatting to Brendan McCoy, and there, I think even the fans are exhausted. The players were, they literally died with their boots on. They give it so, so much. And I think even the fans and everything are exhausted to go with it. So it is difficult to remember what you said, Paddy. So no, you didn't say that. No, we'll cut that all one off.
So much went on there. By the way, you didn't get talking to anybody properly. It was just electric there after the game. What actually happened at the end? There was a bit of a schmozzle. I didn't really see it, to be honest with you. It was just a bit of messing and after. One thing led to another. Like, I'd say Jackson was on the old Tuesday night or Limelight on a Saturday night.
I think that's all it was. I think it was just, look, if you were looking at a barometer in terms of, like, electric atmosphere, it was on a knife point. Like, and I think it just, look, it festered over at the very end and, look, it is what it is. These men are out here to win, and they're putting their absolute every second of every day into this, and it just probably boiled over. But look, it's nothing that they won't shake hands about, I'm sure, down a tunnel somewhere.
Who's good for you today?
I know he'll come in for some criticism. Maybe he lost some kickouts, but Sean Patton for me was excellent. His kickouts, crucial kickouts when they were really needed, he was brilliant. Michael, obviously being Michael, he come down, and I just remember in that second phase of the extra time, he came down the pipe, just demanded a ball off Sean and won it. Crucial. Our own man Oshin in the first half kicked 4 or 5 points, I think, and was just breathtaking. But to be honest, I think it would be unfair to say that none of them had a bad game. You'd be looking at the numbers and saying, right, 8 out of 10. Every one of them was fantastic. They were just,
talking about emptying the tank. Like, it's scandalous levels, isn't it?
Literally emptied their boots. And I'll tell you what was amazing to watch as well was I was right in front of the Donegal lads were warming up. And the encouragement that they were shouting and all the time, keep going, keep going, keep going. That was, they literally died with their boots on. They're a credit to their county, you know, and they'll go back to back in Ulster. To win Ulster is hard. To go back to back in Ulster is seriously hard. And they're an absolute credit to their county and their families and their partners and everything that goes with it, you know, their clubs and everything.
McInnes isn't a bad manager, is he?
No, he's good. Look, he's good. Look, you only have to look out. If you could see a video now, there's, I don't know what's on the field. I mean, this place is absolutely electric with him, and that's what Jim brings. As I said before, I had the pleasure of him in 2010. He's here in 2025, and it's still there, and it's this mystical man, you know. And I said it to you, and I think it was after the Armagh game. I just think in all Ireland is inevitable, and I know we don't want to jinx it.
Stopping you.
I know, but there's just such a buzz that. Absolutely, the entire Donegal must have been here supporting this crew, you know. And I just think this thing is building and building and building. I said it today before the game. I think it's the first time we've seen Oisin, Paddy, and Michael together. They're just peaking at the right times. J.O. got a lot of minutes today with Michael. If we could get Owen Bann now, I seen him tipping about there. You know, we are close. We are so close. And again, I'll go to the bookmakers again. I just think it's inevitable. I think this thing is just, she's on the crest of a wave, you know, and it's...
Some money down a bit, Balbuffet.
No, there's not a lot of money. One of the two, but no, look, there's just such a buzz that the entire county's behind it. Everybody's behind it. Grannies, grandparents, mums, dads, everybody's behind it. Clubs are behind it. Everybody has bought in. And again, you just have to look out. This game finished, what, nearly an hour ago now, and the pitch is thronged with people. You know, clambering to try to get in and meet these players, and that's what they're doing for Donegal. The place is electric, and I'm sure Donegal Town will be absolutely hopping tonight on a Saturday night, which is great for business over there.
Articulate as always, and as good knowledge Jim McInnes is, he's not going to find your children for you. So Gary Wilson, thanks for joining me on the Donegal GAA podcast. If we do advance further, you're definitely coming back on. Thanks, Gary.
No worries, Paddy. Thank you, buddy. Cheers.
Colin McFadden, legend of a player, now in a legendary backroom team. Oh my word, I interviewed you here 12 months ago after the Ulster final, and I think you said it'll never see anything like that again. Same again?
It was a crazy game. I don't know, maybe for people watching on the telly and that, it was probably, you'd imagine it was a very entertaining game to watch. And you know, it was probably, you have to give credit to Armagh, they're never beaten, they keep coming back. And you know, the first half we built up a 7-point lead, I think it was, and we came back to 3 at half time, and I think it might have been 7 maybe, or 6 or 7 in the second half too. You know, it's probably, we were looking dodgy then, but you know, the boys have great character, and you know, I said it in every interview I've done this year, even back in the first league game, back at the start of the year, through the championship, like the boys coming off the bench have always given us a great impact, and the boys have come off the bench today again, and normal time and extra time did really well for us, and it's key. It's key in big games, I guess, that you have a squad and a healthy squad that can come in and make an impact.
Have you actually made it into the dressing room yet? I'm talking to you here in the tunnel. Have you been in that dressing room? And if so, what was that feeling when you walked in? I know it's sanctuary, but...
I've been in and out a couple of times, it's class in there, you know, and I suppose I'm on the other side of it, and you're kind of nearly sitting back watching the boys, and, you know, it's Ulster Finals, a great, great occasion, and, you know, for the boys to come out on the right side of it again this year in a tough game, it's brilliant, high in his class. Just I remember saying last year, but you know, probably being a proud Donegal man, and you know, it's a proud day again to be a Donegal person and to be associated with that team and to watch them play. So we have to knuckle down again after this and build in for all Ireland. That's the next step. But today was special.
Can I ask you? And you're one of the honest guys. You're one of the good guys. After the 70, just because Donegal kind of had Armagh at arm's length for a lot of the game, 7 points, 7 points a game, second half. I know it's not as much now as old money, but Armagh didn't actually lead, or I mean, I don't want to point up at the start. I can't remember now, I'm all over the place. We all felt, I'll be honest, and I'm a nervous wreck now at the best time, I did feel after the 70. Again, I know nothing. A lot of us on commentary felt it's one of those type of games where it felt like the pendulum had slightly slung in Armagh's favour. What was that feeling after the 70 within that team and management?
I have to agree with you in some ways there, but in other ways, I suppose, when you're working with the boys, you know what kind of shape they're in and what condition they're in and what quality is there. You had a reboot after extra, after normal time. Armagh came out and they got the first score of extra time and went up, and I think they might have went up again the second half, as far as I know, but can't really remember. But I think you just have to kind of, you know, I suppose at the end of normal time, the natural thing was to think that, you know, Armagh was in ascendancy. They scored us in the final quarter of the game, not sure what by, but they scored us. And the natural thing is, I think they earned up and we're in the down, but we knew the boys had good legs, and we knew the 15 we started with an extra time and had plenty of legs and, you know, with plenty of quality in them, that they could do a job. And I suppose extra time is crazy when you go out, because you really have to just settle down and get yourself you have to get settled down and extra time is crazy, because boys can just drop a cramp, they can be flying up a field, next thing they're down a cramp, and you have to have your subs ready and know what you do, because it's two sets of 10 minutes which go very quickly and it's very chaotic. So you have to have calm heads on the line in those situations.
Last one, there are about 40 people want a picture for you, and I'm hogging it, and I apologise to all those brilliant Donegal fans, I'm very sorry. Just the last one, at the end of normal time, look, it's easy for us, me being an idiot watching it in the commentary box, don't you think you're like, keep the ball, but there's not 15 absolute beasts running after me who are conditioned, but in extra time, it was a similar enough scenario, and you did manage to not grind it out, but hold on to it and remain patient.
That's exactly it. You know, in normal time, you would have felt the boys could have kept the ball for the final, it was 2 minutes, the second phase was, and but it's hard whenever an opening was created in behind and they had a chance to score a point, and they went for it, and just the ball slipped away from you might have been Patters going through and goal. But you know, in the extra time then, like Stevie McMillan particularly down the line there, and Finbar Rorty, where like it was crazy how well they done, you know, for two defensive players. The quality they had in the ball there was just something brilliant.
Promise, last one, Sherwood, you must love this, do you, being on the line? Is it a good necessary come down from post playing at a high level?
I suppose you'd be looking there and you're thinking, geez, it'd be unreal to be out in the field if you're young and fit and that, but you know, coming to watch Donegal games since you retired and that, and you always love just being there and watching the guys, and to be this close to them now working alongside them, like it's brilliant, like, and you know, we're all
not easy, the brother-in-law either, and family stuff, you know.
Jim's I don't know if we really, you don't pay much heed to that, like, but it's No, it's class. I just spitting that close to the boys and seeing them in action every Tuesday, Thursday, and Convoy right throughout the year. Like, it's, you know, it's nice to be working close to them and seeing them up close and being successful. You know, fair play to them. It's just class now.
You're an absolute legend and a sound man. Colin McFadden, congratulations.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Delighted to be joined by former Donegal All-Ireland winner, Paddy McGrath, my own good Ardra man. You're from the Point. Paddy, I want to ask you about pedal for the Point, but that'll come in a few minutes' time. I see your children here in getting pictures with Hugh McFadden and all the Donegal players. This was you once upon a time. The years don't be long going. What are your emotions?
Yeah, I'm that parent now, you know, that's looking for the autographs for the kids. And it's just fantastic, hey? And it's great for the kids, you know, to see them meet the players, hey, that they were watching that game. And then just to congratulate the players, hey, on a fantastic game of football. Like, you know, we were on our edge of our seats the whole game. Like, it was just fantastic, and they put on so much effort, hey, warm conditions, hey, to go into extra time, and then to go on the game at the end the way it ended was fantastic.
What are your emotions watching that? Are you thinking, oh my god, I used to play in these, and how did I play in these?
Absolutely not, hey, but I'm just thinking, I'm just nervous for the boys, hey, and I'm nervous in the seat. Like, you know, you probably would rather be out on the field, hey, where you can't think about the thing, you know, you just have to get on with it. But no, just, hey, I was delighted for the whole team, and delighted for Jim, delighted for Murphy. He had a fantastic game as well. Delighted for the boys that I played with, you know, that's all part of that. But no, it was a great game to win for Donegal, so it was moving forward and moving into the next stage too.
Isn't it the small things as well? Because I spoke to Eamor Gallagher, Martin McEwen, Manus about so many things that happened in the game, and Colin McFadden, but even there at the end, Neil McGee was coming up chatting to us, and he just reminded me of something. That high press that Armagh put on at the very end, and Stephen McMenamin and Finbar Rorty were in possession, and Armagh, every man, woman and child in Armagh were pressing it high, and sweet Jesus, I don't know how they got out of there, but they did. It's those kind of just moments, isn't it?
It is, hey, and look, at when the game's so tight like that, you know, it just can go either way. But to be fair to them, hey, they kept the ball well at the end. They knew what they had to do. Armagh are a fantastic side, Paddy. They are a really, really top quality side, hey, but Donegal showed tremendous character, hey, to come out with the one there today. So it was,
is that character built up? And I have another pedal for the Point man here now as well, Frank Craig. Three Ardra men. Here, Frank's struggling now.
Again,
he tried it.
It's like when I used to meet you, say, after the game, hey, it was like the first man I would meet is Frank and yourself. Hey, it's brilliant.
There's rumours Frank didn't make it up the hill head in Ardra last week, so
that's a tough one.
I want to, before we just get on to pedal for the Point, you talk about character and all that. Is that mental fortitude? Is that built up on Convoy when it's absolutely pissing rain and you're being roared at by these sprints? Where does that come from?
Absolutely, hey, it's, you know, on the training field, hey, and they probably knew coming here today that it was going to be a tight game, hey, and look at it, and credit to the management, hey, you know, they've created the players there that are fit to, you know, see them games out, like, and them tight games, so they've shown it, hey, not just today, but in other games as well, hey, where the games were tight and they ended up coming out on the right side of it, so fantastic.
Frank, I'm not asking you about football, I'm asking you about cycling, believe it or not. Paddy McGrath, pedal for the Point. Who, what, where, why? Tell us all about it.
So we're doing a fundraiser for the local national school down in Loafers Point. It's an 80k cycle. Hey, the big thing is that they bought a bit of ground, and look at, there's a big need for a play area and a parking area, hey, to park the car. So there's about 70 participants.
70,
yeah. Frank Craig, this good old mate here, and he went to the school himself, has volunteered, and it's great that, you know, past pupils, hey, like Frank, you know, that went to the school, all these kind of lads, hey, they're starting to, you know, get involved, and it's fantastic.
There's no pedal for Bracky ever, is there? Can I ask you, when is this taking place, Paddy, and how can I donate, how can anyone else donate?
So, it's pedalforthepoint.com. There's a website there. You can go on and you can read all about it. It's happening next Saturday, the 17th of May. We're going to be leaving the group of us, say, from the Point at about maybe half eight in the morning. And then there's a couple of groups of us, say, that's going to be leading that out or whatever. And yeah, just trying to raise as much money, hey, as we can for the school.
You still have the six pack, so this is going to be easy for you, isn't it?
It's not a six pack anymore, Paddy.
What's
digging me in the belly there as you're saying that, hey?
A big cycle, Frank.
Massive, 80 kilometres. It was just kind of, I know Paddy's been kind of probably modest there, but I think the likes of him, Derek Manelis and James McHugh have put in a big effort. The rest of us are just going to show up. Even Paul Chancey, big Francie Galler, you know, on things like admin and websites and social media is all driving it. So there's a week now from today just to kind of try and get more money, you know, donated to cyclists. The rest of us just going to have to show up on the day and try and get through it. So I would say it'll be a great event on the day, and it'll probably be a great evening around the town as well, kind of after it.
Reminder listeners of the date.
7 days on from today. So what's that?
Pedalforthepoint.com.
You'll see, even if you check on, say, Facebook, Twitter, instead of even just going to look for the website itself, all the kind of individual cyclists are on it, and all that money then goes into the one pot. Like when we played down there, we would have had the back tower, and then I think they've expanded the school onto the back tower. So I think they really are, you know, they really, really need this here now, just for the students to have a play area and development area. And it's so scenic down there, and it's so lovely. The one thing they probably need now is just those curricular sort of facilities where they can go out and play and, you know, hone their skills, football and all that there. So great initiative, great work done. It now it's kind of, it's interesting that we've only a week now to go after this huge build up.
Few pints after?
Well, I'll try. I don't know. I'll get through 80k. I'll say the tongue will be definitely hanging out for a pint. So yeah, hopefully stay about, buddy.
Last time the three of us were together, there was no kids on the scene. We could actually go for a pint, but times have changed, haven't they, Paddy?
Big time, Paddy.
Come here. Paddy McGrath, Tony Gall legend, Locust Point legend, and certainly an Ardra legend, and Frank Craig. Paddy, you're a gentleman as always. Thanks for your time. You thought your day stuck with me after games were over.
No, still, we're still here anyway. We're still here.
Thanks, buddy. Okay, the dust has settled somewhat. I am at the back of the Gerry Arthur stand, and I normally read out the scoreline again. I can't even remember what it was. Was it 223 to 28 points? I'm joined here by head of sport of the Donegal Democrat, even higher than that, but I'm getting so many things wrong. All throughout the afternoon, through the evening, the Donegal team didn't get much wrong. Alan Foley, we were talking there. As I said, we're in the back of the Gerry Arthur. Still hundreds of children getting autographs and photographs of the Donegal team. There's just so many incidents and moments from that game. It was mental stuff. And we were actually also talking off air. I know there's recency bias. That might be the most mental game that we were ever at. One of them, anyway.
Probably. I think people were saying that during the week with the Champions League and Inter and Barcelona. And I'm not someone who usually has recency bias, you know. And I think that was... It's going to take a while to even get it into your head, kind of what happened there. And I actually don't watch many games back, but this one, let me just want to watch that back as soon as you see it. I thought...
You record the programme after the...
BBC, both of them. I have a recording.
Some dog programme, and there was maybe Ukraine, something like that was on. Yeah.
I had to learn from last year, because I actually did it last year, but it still cut out during the penalty shootout, I think. So you have to learn. So I always like tape half the evening. But I just thought it was going to a stage where they wouldn't be separated. And, you know, you might go one or two up or you might go one or two down, but it was probably going to finish level. You assumed, you're thinking about the penalties again. Sean Patton seemed to be carrying an injury. He was getting treated at halftime and extra time. You're thinking then, will we throw Gavin Mulroney in? Then on the other side, you're thinking, well, Blaine uses the natural keeper, as good as Ethan Rafferty is. And your mind did drift that way. And even when Niall O'Donnell put Donegal ahead, you kind of thought, you know, they're going to have another chance, Armagh, because... It was similar to the end of the normal time where Donegal held the ball. Someone said 4.5 minutes. I think Barr a kick out, then it was touching the ground. Donegal got the ball back. So conceding the equaliser then with 15 seconds to go, you thought, you know, at that stage, even though teams are always going to have their moments, but you thought like Armagh are the team in the ascendancy here. Donegal had led by 7 on 47, I think it was, hadn't scored. Jason McGee was 15 minutes from the end. So you kind of thought, you know, Michael Murphy was kind of starting to seize up. Oisin Gallagher was already gone off at that stage. Patrick McBeardy was gone off at that stage. So, you know, you did kind of fear the worst just with the momentum, and Armagh started the extra time well. But you know, to get back in it. The thing I noticed too, even before the extra time, you know, when I suppose there was plenty going on in dressing rooms at that stage, but Donegal had Orrin McFadden Ferry out, they had Niall O'Donnell out, and Kieran Moore was sent out just after to join them. So you thought, these three guys are going to have an input. Can make sense. Niall O'Donnell's a very bright footballer. Would have sat there for how long, you know, hasn't been really getting that much of a run of late. And I always think Niall's abilities unquestioned, you know, and, you know, when it came to it, I just had to check back through the notes. He scored the winning point there, but it was just that cool head probably, and having studied the way the game was, you know, a bit of freshness about him, because, as I said, like how many players seized up there? You saw Brendan McCall, Michael Murphy, Ryan McHugh, Morgan, Patter Morgan, you know, and, you know, they really could not have given any more. It's incredible that they came through it. If they had lost that game by a point, you'd still be probably as proud, like, you know, because it got to the stage where you thought, you know what, to lose this, you know, it's forgivable, like, you know what I mean? Running the All-Ireland Champions like that and kind of continuing the recent hoodoo against them. But, you know, it just shows that the value of the Ulster Championship, like Jim always speaks about it. It's not a PR stunt. At the end there, like, we've never had a finish in a final like that with a buzzer. And you're thinking, are you sure that this is up? And, like, do you know what I mean? Or
sure you can kick the ball out of play?
Yeah, no, but is that, you know, the start of the buzzer, the end of the buzzer, I don't know. But, no, the scenes at the end were just absolutely incredible. Like, Armagh will be sick as a parrot. But, look, you saw them last year, how well they regrouped. The regrouping this year for Armagh will be easier, you would assume, although they're obviously heartbroken today, but they've run the course before. They'll feel they can run it again. I just think it's crazy the way, after all that for both teams, Donegal's next game now is Tyrone at home and Armagh get to play Derry after all this here. So we'll look forward to Cavan and Mayo as a couple of exotic road trips, Paddy. But
actually, just for our listeners on that, because people will be texting and my own parents ask me every day, who do Donegal play if they win, who do they lose? But, and I don't blame them, because it is quite confusing. In 2 weeks' time, Donegal will play Tyrone. We don't know if that's Saturday or Sunday. Then a week after that, Donegal have to go to Breffni Park in Cavan. Then there's a two-week gap to Mayo, and that will be a neutral venue. Where will that be on? I haven't got a clue. We'll wait and see. That's still a little bit down the road. So it's the week of a gap, I feel, why not just winning Ulster and, you know, there's momentum of winning Ulster versus losing Ulster, but it would have been Derry and then a week away to Dublin. Now it's Tyrone at home and away to Cavan. Yeah. It feels slightly easier. It
starts this coming weekend, the teams that have played provincial finals this weekend get the extra week, and then it catches itself up, so they all finish at the one time. But I don't even think that's on anybody's radar at the minute, really. Like, that was an incredible Ulster Championship. That's preliminary round again. That's the third time Jim has won from it after 2011 and 12. I make it 21 games in the province now. One defeat and
13.
And when you think, when Jim came in, Donegal had lost 2010 in the first round to Down, 2009 first round to Antrim, 2008 first round against Derry. Even then, when he came in for the most recent stint, you know, Donegal put up a really limp performance to lose in Uri against Down. Like, and it just shows, like, the metamorphosis that he's created, like, with largely the same players, and I suppose the Finn Barortys and people he's brought into the panel. But I think it showed today the value of the panel. Like, a lot of people probably, when the dust settled on Croke Park and Galway last year, they kind of just thought, you know, with 10 minutes to go, that game was there, you know. And, like, Jim had no secret of that. You see today the players that come in, Orrin McFadden Ferry made an impact. Owen McHugh I thought was excellent. I think he's played a championship game since 2021. Really good. And then there's options there, like, even towards the end of the game, you're looking down at it, the likes of Oisin Gallen, Michael Murphy, Patrick McBrady all sitting there. So you know, there'll be a few sore limbs, and it's tough on Ulster teams when you see, like, the access they have to put themselves to Armagh as well, the same issue they're going to have. So but no, I just think tonight it's just about Donegal. I just think it was an amazing way to come out and win that game, because I just thought there's no way these two are going to be separated. Even when Donegal were leading relatively comfortably, 7 points up in the first half, 7 in the second, you thought, like, this game, there's no way this is going to peter out. And even into a 3 or 4 point win, there's always a bite, and the bite came, of course.
There's no doubt about that. I need to get a good night's sleep. I'll tell you, Alan Foley, we'll worry, as you rightly said, we'll worry about the All-Ireland series down the lane. Let's just get a good night's sleep if we can, and we might need to regulate the body with Nile beer or something.
Jim now is equal with Brian McAniffin, won All-Ireland and 5 Ulster Championships, so an incredible achievement. Patrick McBrady deserves a shout out there, 7 Ulster Championships as well.
Brian won't mind if Jim overtakes.
No, I think Brian will be happy enough. But you know, like for so long, Brian was the godfather. Like up until the year 2010, Brian was the only person that ever won anything. You know, in championship football, Declan Bonner, of course, got a couple as well. So, you know, it's just we've been living this dream since about 2011. You know, because you know we matched our entire history in about 14 years, and now we've surpassed that even. So the good times rolled, a lot of games, but the support today was incredible. Watching, you know, you thought maybe Armagh had a bigger, maybe it's the orange we were saying is more standout, but like the scenes on the pitch at the end were unbelievable. And like somebody asked him afterwards, like which out of these, you know, five Ulsters has been the biggest for him, most important, and he says like they're all equally important kind of thing. But I don't know, I just think that, you know, the fan fever is getting better and better and better. I just thought like that just at the end is at the scenes when, you know, everyone started running on, it was absolutely incredible. Yeah, same as last year when Sean Patton saved the penalty as well, I suppose.
Yeah. It's fan fever, it's Beatlemania, like really. Alan Foley of the Donegal Democrat, thanks so much for joining me on the Donegal GA podcast.
That'll do, Paddy. We will chat to you soon.
Okay, folks, there's been many dark days recording podcasts when Donegal lose and big games when and wherever it is, but not this evening from St. Chirnock's Park in Clonus. The clouds are out. It's getting darker, but it will be a bright, bright night and maybe into the early hours of the morning in Donegal Town. Donegal are Ulster champions for the 12th time. I want to give a massive shout out to you, our loyal listeners, wherever you are tuning in right throughout the globe, especially for the Donegal diaspora. No doubt you're very so, so proud of this team, win or lose, but it's that a little bit better when they win. I want to give another shout out as well to all my guests on the show here, all happy Donegal people. Donegal are Ulster champions. And Jim McGuinness' side will play Tyrone in 2 weeks' time in the All-Ireland Series round robin. There will be three games then. And a final shout-out to the man back at base, the great Austin O'Callaghan, who always gets the podcast out in rapid time. So from me, Paddy McGill, we'll talk to you 2 weeks. Probably be McCool Park, Ballybo Fay. From Clonus, Donegal, our Ulster champions. Bye for now. Stay safe. We'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
FM.
Donegal Plumbing and Heating, Old Lahey Road, Donegal Town. Suppliers of underfloor heating packages, aluminium radiators, Samson and Daikin air-to-water heat pumps, and all your renewable needs. And sponsors of the Donegal GAA podcast.